Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. A shooting at Sawmill Apartments on Friday left one man dead, one critically injured, and a third in jail. Andre Barr, age 41, is charged with murder and attempted murder after Whiteville police said he shot Patrick Solomon, age 26, and Curtis Gowans, age 37, around 6:30 p.m. Solomon was pronounced dead at Columbus Regional Hospital. Gowans was transported to Novant, New Hanover, with critical injuries. Both were shot multiple times. This dangerous heat isn't going anywhere just yet. Another heat advisory is up for today as the heat index, that's the feel-like temperature, will be pushing 107 or possibly higher. So be sure to drink that water, stay in the AC, watch your animals, and check on those folks who might need some help. A lightning strike heavily damaged a Hallsboro home on Friday. The manufactured home off Flynn Cemetery Road had roof and attic damage. Firefighters knocked the blaze down and tarped the home for the family. Filing ended on Friday for the November municipal elections. Contested races are on tap for the Whiteville and Lake Waccamaw mayor seat, as well as town boards in Whiteville, Lake Waccamaw, Chadburn, and Tabor City. You can look for a full breakdown of the races at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The new Lewis Smith Park in downtown Whiteville will cost around $1.3 million to complete. City Council on Tuesday will review the bids on the project, which is set in stages for paving the band shell, grounds, and facilities. County Commissioners tonight will review the proposed large gathering ordinance. This draft rule would limit when and where protests could take place near schools. Two men were arrested after a raid on a home in Green Acres on July 14th. Detectives seized marijuana, crack, powdered cocaine, and other narcotics, along with cash, cell phones, all believed to be part of an ongoing drug enterprise. Michael Strickland, age 41, and William Henry Boyd, age 39, were arrested. You can see more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. State election officials officially began work this week to reconcile more than 100,000 improperly registered voters on the rolls. Voters who registered without a form of identification were the focus of a lawsuit that came out of former state appeals court judge Jefferson Griffin's challenge to his November loss to Allison Riggs. Voters will be contacted by mail and asked to provide missing information in person, online, or by mail. The Fair Bluff Watermelon Festival is this weekend. You can look for a schedule of the day's events at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Any student at Whiteville High School interested in raising and showing a pig at the Columbus County Agricultural Fair should call the FFA advisor Ashley Fowler at 910-499-3552. This is open to all Whiteville High School students, and pig pickup will be on July 31st. All pigs must be reserved in advance. The City of Whiteville is encouraging residents and business owners to sign up for the Alert Whiteville system. Floods, storms, and other real-time emergencies, such as water outages, are delivered straight to your telephone or email. To sign up for the free service, go to the city's website and click on the Community tab. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.